Chiefs get a seventh consecutive victory here at Arrowhead, 10-3 over the Chargers. With me, one of the heroes of the game, D. Ford. All right, let's just talk about the way you guys won this game, because this was a hard, this was a knockdown dragout.
Yeah, it came down to the wire. I don't think there was a score for a long time, and it just came down to who could play together and really execute at pivotal times of the game. It's all about execution. You know, I think anybody at that time, you know, in the last play of the game, anybody's number could have been called. You know, it's all about execution.
We're going to get to your number called on the last play, but let's set that up, the drama. You were able to get three sacks in this game. You're a third one now. You came screaming around the edge. Like, I mean, talk about those three sacks and your ability to get enough pressure on Phillip Rivers.
Well, that's what I'm here to do. And it feels good to, you know, really showcase that, you know, finally. And, you know, sacks comes in bunches. I have to take advantage of that time and really keep rushing. It's hard. It's so hard to, you know, I have a lot of good rushes, but you never get the sack. You know, but you have to keep rushing, then all of a sudden he holds the ball, and you just have to be ready.
Tell us about that third sack where you came off. It was like, they didn't touch you, and you just came free.
Yeah, I just get in the zone, you know, just going, you know. It was fun, really fun.
All right, three sacks, but here you go. Now Rivers converts 3 fourth downs. Mm-hmm. Let's take it to that point, the fact you're going, wow, we can't kill this guy.
Right.
He stays out there. Let's take it. Just don't get to your play to the end. Let's take those what they did up to that point.
Yeah, he's a great quarterback, man. He was able to really sit in the pocket and deliver some quick throws. And that's hard to do because he was taking some licks too. Phillip Rivers, he's tough, man. He has a lot of grit. And that thing came, like I said, he put his team in position to win that game. And we knew that coming into it. Tomba said Wednesday that this is the hardest game that we'll play. Hardest game. By far, you know, of course, this is my second game, so it's my hardest game.
Wisdom from Tomba. Let's take the last play, though. Woodhead is an outstanding receiver, over 60 catches this year as a running back. Mm-hmm. You defend him. There's still 2 seconds on the clock. Walk us through the last play and what you're thinking pre-snap, post-snap.
Well, we knew in the red zone that they were going to try to take advantage of Woodhead's skills. He's great. He's great down the field. And we knew that. You know, DJ told me. They actually tried to run that play 3 times in a row, and we was on it. So it's kind of like magic. Be where you need to be. Do your job.
This league's about being patient, taking advantage when you get your turn. You did that today. What about now and what this means for you going forward?
Just got to keep stacking bricks, you know. Got to keep stacking bricks, and with whatever scenario I'm presented, I just have to take advantage, whatever it may be. You know, I mean? Of course, I'm going uphill. I just want to keep going uphill. That's it.